Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 16th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, our contest winner, Daryl Wattenberg. You've convinced me that you really do need that t-shirt. So if you want to drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org, let me know your t-shirt size and your mailing address so I can get that out to you as soon as possible. Now, the final contest for this week is going to be the best runner-up. That means I get to look through all of the past photo submissions and pick the one that I think, well, is the next best thing. So you don't have to submit again. Submissions are going to be closed, and I will announce the final winner next week in the next edition of Nikonian's News Flash. So thank you for all of you for submitting. I had a great time reading them, and we'll have a great time reading them again as I go through them to pick the best runner up. So carrying on in the news, Nikon World customer information leak. Now, there's been a bit of information about this going on in the forums, and it's hit the news blog, so I wanted to announce this a bit and let you guys know a little bit about what was going on and where to find a little bit more information on it. Basically, what happened is there was some kind of leak in the system. Nobody knows exactly what happened, and customer information got out, such as credit card information. Now, Nikon World sent out letters that would tell people if they might be at risk. So if you did receive a letter from Nikon World, by all means, do not ignore it. Do not consider it a hoax. You should check to make sure that your credit has not been accessed inappropriately, and get in touch with the three credit reporting bureaus. And I think this is isolated to the United States. The site was shut down to prevent any further leaks, so if you haven't received a letter, you should be okay. And I will put a link in the blog to the news report information about that, so you can find out a little bit more. I don't want to alarm anybody, but if you're a bit concerned, check to make sure there weren't any weird purchases on your credit card lately, and you should be okay. Moving on, we have gotten the idea here at Nikonians to give you guys some personal blog space if you want. So we're taking a poll to see if this would be something you might be interested in. And as it stands, the poll function itself was a little bit shaky. Some people were having some problems with it. Many people were able to vote just fine, so we're not exactly sure. However, please, if you are or if you're definitely not interested in us providing personal blog space, jump on that poll and let us know your opinion. The more people we get to respond out of our huge, huge member list, the better we're going to be able to serve the community, basically. If nobody wants it, then we don't need to invest the time, but if enough people do want and would use the blog space, we're more than happy to get that going for you guys. So jump into, well, the blog for the podcast, and I'll have that poll link up for you guys so you can check it out. And finally, Adobe Photoshop Elements 5.0, or 4.0 if you're on Macintosh, has been announced and is expected to come out sometime in October of this year, which would be next month as it stands. This new upgrade has some interesting features. They've got enhanced RAW editing and now have the long-awaited color curves capability. So if you use Elements and you want the upgrade, it's somewhere between $80 and $90, it looks like. I think it's a bit less if you're just upgrading. It's probably about $10 to $20 less, as I saw last, but prices always change, one never knows, and I could have read the numbers backwards. I attempt not to, so I will get that link up for you directly to the Adobe site that has the information on the new Elements. Moving on into the forums, I checked out the Travel and Getting Together forums again, and found something kind of cool. Mike B, a Nikonian member, is announcing a potluck get-together at his home in Essex County, Massachusetts. It's up in northern Massachusetts, north of Boston, on the 14th of October. It looks pretty exciting, and if I weren't trapped here on my island, I might consider going. Unfortunately, I can't RSVP with a positive, but if you are in the area, or will be in the area, on the 14th of October, and you want to check out some of Mike's homebrew, give him a line and let him know that you'll be interested in coming and what you might be able to bring to the party. Looks like it could be a very good time, especially if the weather holds and doesn't get too incredibly cold. And finally, on to resources this week. I was looking around and found the software resource. Now, it's not huge, it's not big, but there are definitely some helpful information, especially for beginners in things such as Adobe Photoshop filters, which I always need information on. I'm always forgetting which direction to use one filter or another and how to correct, as well as some Adobe Digital Workflow tutorials and information on that. So if you need some help with your software program, check out the software section of the Nikonian's resources on the community and see if there might be some information there for you. And, well, you can always post a question in one of the appropriate forums for your particular camera or software package. And everybody there is often more than willing to help out. Well, unfortunately, I'm out of coffee this morning, so this is going to be a slightly shorter podcast because I gotta go get my coffee. No, that's not actually the real reason, but it is going to be shorter this week. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, wanted to make my few announcements, and I did want to send out a thanks to DJ Ron in Germany, who's provided me with my theme music for the past several episodes, and I like it pretty well. If you guys like it and think it fits, please let me know, and I can pass on some more thanks to DJ Ron. If you think I might should, that's not grammatically correct, Jessica. If you think I should change the theme music or mix it up a bit, I'm not going to use the Image Doctors rockabilly stuff from the last few episodes. That's theirs. It's fun, and I'm going to let them play with it. Give me a shout. You can email me at newsflash@nikonians.org. Or jump on the podcast's feedback forum and let us know how we're doing as well. Thank you for tuning in to newsflash@nikonians.org. And I will be back again next week with the latest and greatest from the Nikon or Nikonians community.